Hello, welcome to the Re-Up Podcast, your re-up on everything pop culture from the minds of 20-somethings. As always, I'm your host, the amazing host, Greg, and with me today are my two good friends, Deshaun.
Hello.
And Dawson.
What's up?
And this has been a week heavy in controversy for the FGC, and the FGC is the fighting game community, because EVO has been canceled. The greatest fighting game event of all time, the biggest international event, has been canceled and turned into an online. And for most people, that shouldn't be too bad, because, oh, we don't play video games online. Yet, most of the main lineup this year, their onlines are, utter garbage. So they changed it for different games, and it was not well received. For the biggest part, if people aren't familiar, Smash is gone.
Good.
We'll hold. You guys can hold off on your applause and hold off on your tears, depending on which side you're on. But the lineup for EVO Online, last time I checked, was... check my notes. Was it Them Fighting Herds? Shut up. Them Fighting Herds, which is a indie, basically My Little Pony game that just came out recently.
It was My Little Pony, but
it was.
Copyright law exists.
Oh, they got cease and desist by Hasbro.
Yeah, and so they just, you know, reflavored it.
Okay. Then you have the new MK11 Aftermath, which was all new DLC and stuff, and apparently has decent online. So that was a surprise for me. My game Skullgirls, out of the woodwork, Rise from the Dead, is actually EVO this year, so I'm super hype. And then even further out from the dead, from the bowels of hell, rises Killer Instinct. And all the old school fans are probably super excited for that.
Oh, yes. I have to go dig up my Xbox.
So how do you guys feel about this new roster?
I mean, I like it because those are all games that I think should have been on the main stage. You know, Skullgirls should have been on the main stage for several EVOs, but, you know, two spots were taken up by a certain game called Smash Brothers.
Now, on my Twitter feed, someone posted this picture of an alternate on EVO Online. I thought it would be really cool. So you have, for main games, you have the Power Rangers Battle for the Grid, which has pretty decent online, and it seems pretty fun with all the different Power Rangers. You get Killer Instinct.
It's pretty fun.
You got Killer Instinct. You got the Mortal Kombat Aftermath. You got your Skullgirls. I can't see what the other one is. But you have King of Fighters 98. Mm-hmm. Last Blade 2. Street Fighter 2 Grandmaster Challenge. Or Super Turbo, depending on which one. They're basically the same. And then Garo, Mark of the Wolves.
They just hate that them fighting nerds made it.
Yeah, that's probably, besides the fact that Smash didn't make it, they hate on them fighting nerds. People are pretty content with Skullgirls and Killer Instinct in Mortal Kombat, but them fighting nerds hit a few nerves.
Yeah, it's a fucking brony game. Yeah, that's what it started off as. But it's fun.
People like...
It's fun.
Deshaun, you remember... I can name drop. Remember Jared?
Yeah.
He's probably really pretty happy right now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm over here just like fucking, you know.
But
like, it's,
you have these good games, but it came at a cost. Unfortunately, with a heavy, heavy heart, Marvel 2, that Champions tournament is no longer happening because you can't buy Marvel anywhere, and it's really just a local game at this point, and we can't do it online.
You can't do a fucking infinite with Iron Man anymore.
But Marvel 2 was back, and everyone was so happy.
I know. I want to do an infinite. You don't know how to do a fucking infinite?
So right
have
now...
Have you seen that?
Oh, yes, I have. But right now, we're just fingers crossed that these game developers put out good trailers for EVO still. I'm hoping for a Marvel 4, hopefully.
KOF 15.
We waiting
for the trailer, SNK.
A tease of Street Fighter 6 or just a better update with new characters, maybe?
Bro, Street Fighter can die for all I care.
Nah, what? What?
Why Capcom needs to fucking make a decent Marvel game.
Oh, you just want people.
What I want on my fucking Marvel roster. I want my Nero from Devil May Cry. I also want V from Devil May Cry 5. You know, that's what I want. Add back in what's his face? The police guy from 2. I forgot his name.
Oh, I can't remember his name either. Shit. All you would be happy with Capcom if they released a new Marvel and consistently release Devil May Cry content, and you'd be happy. You'd be satisfied.
Yeah. You're not wrong. Like, we're waiting on Virgil. Like, fucking make Virgil playable, goddammit. And also, you teased DLC at the end of the campaign with Lady and Trish. I was like, oh, they're going to do something after this campaign is ended. Where it at? It's been like a year now.
Also, a cool idea for a new Marvel game. Add some characters from Monster Hunter.
Well, they had Monster Hunter in Infinite.
Oh, well, add it well.
Yeah, that exists already, Greg.
Because it's funny, out of all the content of Infinite I've seen, I didn't see anyone playing
Monster Hunter.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, allegedly she was a pretty good character. But, you know, it's Infinite, so
it's
like,
Infinite, right? Yeah.
It doesn't matter how good of a character you are in Infinite.
you're in Infinite, shit.
You're in Infinite, exactly. It's like, you could be like fucking Albert Einstein in the middle of like Burma, but like no one gives a fuck because you're in Burma.
You could be the next Albert Einstein. The vast knowledge, super good at everything you do, but you're part of like this new neo-Nazi cult. Yeah, you got some good ideas, but you're surrounded by trash.
Exactly.
So the FGC is in turmoil more than usual, because it usually always is. But then to calm down throughout the week, we got two good things to come out of this week for video entertainment. We got my season finale of She-Ra Princess of Power, which I fucking loved.
Gross.
I know, yeah, most people don't like it. The power of fucking, literally, it ended up to be the power of fucking lesbianism, but it still was good. Story right and writing rise, I thought it was cool. I gave it
a good
She-Ra, 8 out of 10.
Your Voltron can all just go.
Okay, Voltron dropped the ball. Voltron dropped the ball, and I did not that like those last two seasons. But She-Ra,
you're one of seven people to watch that show, Greg.
True.
You're one of seven.
I completely understand. I'm like one of a handful of people that actually watch that show.
Dude,
but I'll give it a good 8 out of 10.
We don't want She-Ra. She-Ra was a 90s knockoff. We want the original source. We want He-Man.
He-Man
done right. The last time we saw He-Man done right was in like 2001 with like that reboot.
Now,
and then
the better. Now,
He-Man.
Now, but the better Netflix that came out this week, they released in this entirety Avatar. Just straight from out of the DVD. They just scanned it from the DVDs and put it on their platform. Nope, nothing Watch changed. It. The same aspect ratio, the same quality, the same commercial breaks. You got the Nickelodeon intro and the Avatar intro. You got everything's the same. They said, here you go. And everyone's gone mad because it's amazing. Rewatching it. Cool. And you forget how long it is, because like season two, book two, goes on for a while. Like you forget that losing Appa, and then fucking all that other shit, and Azula, and fucking Aang during about the Avatar state is all that one second season.
But the question, Greg, is who is best girl
in Avatar?
Yes,
Toph.
Exactly.
Toph.
Toph is number one.
Alright.
Katara was a close.
I'm surrounded by a bunch of people that like feet.
Yes.
God. Oh, Jesus.
What? I never said that.
No.
I never see y'all into although, 30 feet.
Although Katara was a really close second for a long time into that third book where she started messing around with Zuko and it was getting annoying.
Yeah, she belonged to the streets as our Lord and Savior Future once said.
As our Lord and Savior.
Speaking future. Of Future, he came out with an album.
The streets.
Yeah, he dropped that new album yet. And they said,
yeah, I haven't listened to it yet, though.
I heard a little bit of it. It's okay so far.
But they told me it's a little bit.
I mean, like, the best girls all come from the Fire Nation.
Oh.
Oh, you like, what's her name? With the emo chick with the fucking knives.
No. Ty Lee is the best girl.
Okay. Ty Lee would be.
Also, Azula.
Okay, Azula. They introduced her the very first episode of season 2, and the entire episode just pinpointed how fucking crazy she was.
Exactly.
No build up. No, just pure. Just she's crazy.
Wouldn't you want to take over the world with Azula?
There was an episode where she was hunting them down the entire episode, forcing them to not go without sleep, and everyone was getting tired. But she just didn't even. It wasn't even faze her.
Exactly.
Azula is
that's
second.
Too much
that's
crazy.
A dedicated woman.
Azula is second best girl.
Ty Lee would be pretty.
Mainly for the blue flames.
Yes, that was really dope. That was really dope. But Ty Lee, she would be best girl, but she didn't get enough screen time for me. If she got more screen time, then just maybe.
Toph is obviously best girl.
Right. Because metal bending was so dope.
She is blind and she still kicks ass. And that's all.
One of my favorite episodes was in season 3 when they were literally just robbing niggas because she was using her earthbending powers and gambling. It's one of my favorite episodes. She is that's my top one. But so Avatar came out. Did anyone purchase the Scooby-Doo movie?
No,
I'm going to wait till I can find it legally on the internet to watch.
True, because it does look really good.
It looks really good
as an animation snob.
It gives me the same inclination of the Charlie Brown movie, and I would see that in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I could see this in theaters. I'm not gonna pay for it because I don't have anyone. I don't want to. Because the only reason why I'm not gonna pay for it is because I don't think none of my family wants to watch it.
Right.
And that means I'm gonna be watching it by myself. But if I was able to see it in theaters, I would definitely go with like a group to see it.
It's funny.
Find somebody.
I remember watching a commercial for it on my television. And I remember just looking at it in awe. My mother's like behind me. She's like, "You were gonna go see that too, weren't you?" I was like, "Yes." Yes, I was.
That movie looks amazing. Like, and Scooby-Doo is one of like the best sources of media ever.
And then you got the oversaturated. Yeah,
I say it's undersaturated. We need more Scooby-Doo.
I think it's a bit oversaturated because you had all those fucking Kiss and WWE movies and shit that happened.
Even the bad Scooby-Doo are the good Scooby-Doo.
But then you got the Hanna-Barbera expanded cinematic universe now. What?
Yeah, because they threw in Dick Dastardly and the Blue Falcon.
And Dino Mutt.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, when are we going to get Captain Caveman, though?
I'm joking. We might get him.
Or when we going to get
Harvey Birdman.
We're
going to
get Jabba Jar.
Oh, my gosh. Now you got to get that fucking Grape Ape.
We get a Wacky Racers movie.
That would be lit.
I mean, I want to see a wacky, not live action. I want to see animated Wacky Racers.
You remember that episode
of South Park where they did like the Wacky Racers? Like, they're bringing Wacky Racers back, and they all were like buying cereal at the store.
I remember that.
I'm gonna bring cereal into the movie theater if they make a Wacky Racers movie.
Oh my gosh! And then
I'm going to bring cereal and some milk, and I'm gonna be in my pajamas. Wacky Racers in theater, or if I have to watch it at my house illegally on the internet,
I would sit through a Future Lake film if it had the same animation style quality as Scoob for Tom and Jerry. I would love that shit.
Or they just took
the top 10 best Tom and Jerry and reanimated it. I fucking love it.
But the best ones have some really racially ambiguous stuff in there.
Not all the best ones.
Not all of them, but a decent portion has some real questionable stuff in there.
That's true. One of my favorites is when fucking Tom goes to heaven and you see those bag of kittens that they drown.
Oh.
Oh, man.
My favorite one is the one where where Spike's son is trying to sleep and then Tom is like, if you wake my son up, I'm going to kick your ass. Nah, and Jerry's trying to wake his son up so they can kick Tom's ass.
My all-time favorite episode, minus the piano one. The piano one is always like something I can go back to.
Oh, that piano was good.
But my favorite is when he's singing to his girl, when he has that bass.
Oh, yeah.
He's her bed. He's in her backyard.
That's probably my favorite. Also have the cowboy one where it fucking,
oh my god,
he does the fucking, pulls out the wrapping paper. He fucking rolls that bad boy. He rolls it.
Throws it, then shoots it.
It's like, Tom is one slick motherfucker, all right?
He can be. He can really game. Be.
But it's that one cat that can talk.
That one hood cat.
Taking his girl.
That one hood cat. That one alley cat. His
fucking girl.
And he pulls him, and then that nigga has a slightly better game than Tom. And also, Tom has Jerry trying to stop him from pulling his
Tom has a hating Jerry.
Exactly. Like, dude, Tom is just trying to get some puss.
Oh my god.
You know, cat
he
joke.
Just wants some kitty.
Do you remember the episode when they both got heartbroken and they were gonna commit suicide on those train tracks?
On the train? We're just waiting for the train to come.
Like, Jerry had to get him out of the bar because he was just drunk.
Look. All I'm saying is people saying that they're going to kill themselves. But I've seen them gone through way worse than a train.
But so they were just depressed. Like, he had to pull this man out of the bar.
Hey, man. Sometimes it be that way.
No, I hope
sometimes
not.
You just got to... But that's why you have to embrace the religion, the book of misogyny.
Oh, no.
And whenever these girls be shallow, you have to cast them back into the streets where they belong.
Where they belong.
Fucking 16, Android 16 dunk.
Exactly. You have to dunk them into the streets.
Oh, my God.
We do not play with thoughts here. We do not give them the time of day. Simping is not kingship.
We don't.
It's funny. Being an asshole and then being like a player, it's just a broad line. But then you're trying to be nice and being a simp, it's just a thin line.
Yeah, such a thin line that you can't cross.
But it's so hard, you gotta tiptoe that line.
You don't cross it.
You don't.
You don't.
You have to tell them that if they are a thought, you do not play that. You cast the thoughts into the streets where they belong.
You gotta cleanse them.
You do not entertain them. For our Lord. Our Lord. And
easy,
Savior,
easy, Reverend. Easy.
Do I have to quote the book? Do I have to quote the book of misogyny?
Quote it.
Give me one second. I gotta pull it up.
He gotta pull it up. He didn't.
I gotta pull it up.
Preach.
I gotta pull it out.
Oh, boy. What else have you guys been watching while he pulls out the book of misogyny? That's what you've been watching.
What have I been watching? I've been watching, I don't know. I've been watching a lot of reruns of That 70 Show on Netflix.
I did that a while back, yeah.
That show is really interesting. You can see the life of just some kid. Like nerdy kid in the 70s.
I like that show.
He gets game. Like
he does, yeah.
One of the baddest bitches in the town.
All right.
But I like that show, but I always see what's his name from Spider-Man 3 as Venom.
Topher Grace. Grace.
Yeah. I like being bad. I love it. Such a bad
mean, one. I can't see him without thinking about that one YouTube video where it's like, Spider-Man, I love saying it. No, you can't say that, Eddie. You're not black. He's like, I am now.
Okay, but the Reverend has come back with a book. Let us hear his sermon.
Alrighty. Chapter 1, the book of misogyny. From the street she did emerge, into the street she will return. And I say unto you, She is for the streets. Man. So be not worried. From when she must return, from when she came.
It's a good crowd
for Amen. Her. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I got another quote Amen. For y'all. Got another quote for y'all. Can't stand it. Won't enjoy life if it ain't toxic. High life. Riding strikers.
Man, it's a great crown forum we got.
A great crown forum. Amazing. Yo,
if crown forum was like that, I would die every Thursday morning, man.
Every Thursday morning. I would not skip
any crown forum. I would go to all of them.
Every single one. Well, I got my eight, but I'm just still going.
I'm still going.
What else has been going on this week? Let's see.
We have to preach to those who are lost. Oh. Those who are donating money to Alinity and Pokimane.
Oh, Deshaun, this tweet was very, very what the fuck. Hold on, I gotta find it. Because this is regarding the NFL and it's something they proposed recently.
What if you kneel during the national anthem?
No, face the wrath. Here it is. The NFL is proposing that teams will receive a boost to a third round draft pick if they hire a minority as head coach or general manager.
You know?
And then someone replied was, if you pick a nigga, we'll give you another nigga for free. That's exactly what it was. I'm like, geez.
Uh-huh.
And they're just getting away with this. Like, why would someone do that?
You see, like, diversity in itself is a good. We can all agree on that.
Right, yeah.
No matter how conservative you are, we can all agree on that. Mm-hmm. That diversity in itself is good.
Right.
But then when you do stuff like this, you don't take someone off the merit of their own work. It's offensive, in my opinion. I think it's offensive to any diverse race. And as a black man, I find it offensive that you're not going to hire me because of the merit of my work, but you're going to hire me because I am black.
And you get an incentive from it.
Exactly. I'm just like, dude, it's okay. You might only have one white friend. You might not be racist. You don't have to get all of your black friends together and be like, see, look, I'm not racist, guys.
Look at me, guys. Notice me. I'm not racist. Look at all my black African American friends.
Wow. Look at my MLK poster in my room.
Exactly. You don't have to pull a Donald and be like, look at my African American over there.
Look at him. Are you the greatest?
Turns to Kanye.
That whole thing was about. He's just like, you know, I got black friends, guys. I ain't got one black. I'm not racist.
Well, I just heard what fucking Dawson said. Fucking, are you the greatest? Are you the different animal and the same beast? What the fuck does that mean, Kobe Bryant? You're welcome. My favorite commercial. No, well, my favorite commercial, and then there's my fucking favorite Old Spice commercial with that. Fucking the one with the fruit.
Oh, yeah.
He cuts open the fucking basketball.
A mind blade?
A what?
Okay, so... Oh, I'm reading my Dungeons & Dragons Volos Guides to Monsters.
Ah.
Oh, nice.
And inside one of them, the little... Where it says, inside of a mind flare layer or whatever.
Mind flare.
They're like, some magical items that may show up in a mind flayer. A mind blade can turn any non-magical sword into a mind blade. Only one creature can attune to either a specific mind flayer or one of its thralls. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Thralls. In the hands of all other creatures, the mind blade functions as a normal sword of its kind. In the hands of its intended wielder, the mind blade is a magic weapon that deals an extra 2d6 psychic damage to any target it hits. So
basically, someone takes their sword, ascends it to another plane of existence, and then uses that sword in that plane.
Maybe. Yeah, that's what the Dragon Slayer from Berserk does.
Mm.
Well, that's because Guts has slayed so many people with it. So many demons and magical creatures with it that it now destroys spectral creatures like ghosts and all sorts of other things.
Dawson, recently I was out and about. I saw a Dungeons and Dragons Rick and Morty edition.
Oh, yes.
Is that any good?
I saw a review on it. It's like this. It's a starter kit, and it gives you – it's basically like a starter kit for somebody that wants to – for me, like what I saw, it's like a starter kit for somebody that wants to learn the rules of Dungeons & Dragons with a little twist. For people that have really played Dungeons & Dragons, you kind of don't have to buy it because you can make – if you're good at like making your own characters or making your own rule. Like if you have a really good DM, you can homebrew all that.
Yeah,
and like so I'll just stick to like the regular core books. But if you're like new and you want to get into it and but you're like don't know where to start, I'll say get the Rick and Morty one, because if you like Rick and Morty, or just get the starter kit. That's what I got, the essentials kit. This is not a paid advertisement,
this is not a
Wizards of the Coast Wizards of the Coast are not paying us to say this, but the essentials kit, I got that. I just want to see how it was, and it gives you the essentials, gives you a nice pair of dice that gives you like a little tiny form of the rule book, gives you a little adventure to do, a little map, some cards. It gives you some player sheets so you can create your own character. It teaches you how to make your own character. It gives you little side like NPCs that just in case like the DM is pretty new. I'll say you should really check it out. It's actually a really good investment if you want to get into Dungeons & Dragons and you're new to it. But for the OGs, you know what you have to do. Just hop on that.
You know who you are.
Discord. Hop on that Discord. Roll your dice and get to going.
Pull out that roll 20.
out that roll 20.
Now,
yeah, or
Deshaun, did you see the new episode of Rick and Morty? I know me and Dawson saw it.
I did not. I have not kept up with the season.
Well, this season, it returns to form, I think. And Dawson, you made a good observation that it feels like season one.
It felt like the newest episode felt so much like season one. Like if this one, it felt like season one with newer aspects in it. Like season, it's not season one Morty, but it's a season one adventure.
Yes.
It's not season one Rick and Morty, but it's definitely a season one adventure.
That's good.
That's I kind of wanted that feeling when in the beginning of the show. I kind of didn't get that feeling. It kind of felt like everyone was doing their own thing. Like Rick and Morty weren't together as much.
I do feel like though this half of this fourth season is already better than the first half that we got at the beginning of the year.
Oh yes, definitely.
You didn't like the dragon fucking?
No, I did not like that. I did not like it. I didn't like the dragon part at all.
I feel like that first part was phoned in.
It was so, but I like the cat stuff.
I like the cat though. The cat was funny. Fucking.
But the dragon was so I saw the commercial. I can't wait for that episode. And then I saw it and I was disappointed.
The best part about the cat is that he's voiced by Matthew Broderick, and Matthew Broderick voices adult Simba. So I've been waiting painstakingly for someone to do an animatic of Simba with those cat lines, because that would be really funny.
I wonder what type of eldritch horror was that cat.
I want to know too.
Like what Yogg-Sothoth or like Azathoth being did they see?
It's that fucking cat from Captain Marvel.
No, it has to be worse than that.
It has to be worse.
Did that cat? I feel like that cat, like it must have done. It must have like you look at it and you just see your worst like nightmare when he looked at his past. I don't know.
Look,
and he's like,
it's Rick and Morty. They were literally presented themselves with a 9/11 joke, and they were too high and mighty to take that joke and did a Pearl Harbor joke instead. So whatever it is, has to be something incredibly worse.
Then a 9/11, they were like, nah.
They put a 9/11 joke in their face on a silver platter, and they're like, that's too lowbrow for us. Let's do a Pearl Harbor one instead. Okay.
It was an alternate universe where every white person has an N-word pass, an infinite N-word pass.
Infinite.
Fucking that. You mean that video you sent me to Sean with Doofenshmirtz and the N-word Adator? That was so funny.
Yes, Mary the Platypus. I got the N-wordinator.
Oh my gosh.
Just gotta roll around handing out the pass. with the past comes great power and great responsibility.
Oh my gosh. Imagine, I'm surprised no one has like a Patreon, like for a monthly subscription N-word pass. And you have to pay.
That's a
him.
Good idea.
That's a good Thank idea. You. No, Thank wait, you, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait, wait, wait. I should not, I better not see that. I better not see that.
I'm trying to make some money,
N-word.
Bro.
I'm not free, and I'm giving it's out paid N-word passes.
Not only will I be upset that someone stole my idea, but also be I'll be upset with the fucking internet, the fact that we're making money.
The thing is, we're already copying off of Wooly from Castle Super Beast, another podcast, because he already came up with the N-word experience.
Oh yeah,
he wants to charge people monthly for it.
Hey,
well,
Don't call me on my podcast.
His cost was 40 acres and a mule.
Aha.
I'm just like, you know, that's a pretty good cost, but like, you know, I would lower the cost so we can expand out the range of our company.
In modern inflation, how much does that actually cost nowadays?
Oh, that's like $1 million.
Really?
I'm
assuming 40 acres is the most expensive part. Let's say the mule.
Yeah, like 40 acres is a lot. And then also a mule
that's
is
a lot.
They're kind of expensive.
Huh. The more you know.
I mean, because, like, it's an animal.
True.
Like, you know how much a dog costs?
Yeah, it's true.
Getting you a nice bred mule, you know?
You can't even mate the mule after, so it's kind of like...
Pointless. Once you have it there. Dies, you just have it there.
You can't pass the mule down.
You get it stuffed, and you can pass it down.
Have a stuffed mule.
Just have it sitting in your foyer.
Mule.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I feel like built a giant mule, mansion you're on your way 40 to acres. Bates.
Giant mansion on your 40 acres. Nah, there used to be a mansion, like this old person has mansion, like down the road from me. And for years, like there've been companies trying to sell, like he has this huge pile of land, and they've been trying to buy it from him, but they never could buy it. Like it's been sitting there since I moved to Charlotte, and then I drove by the other day, and I think they either moved or something happened, but they finally sold it. And as everything they do, they're not keeping the whole land to itself. They're cutting it up and turning it into some type of like plaza. I'm like, really? Just in a nice, beautiful house and everything. Like, had like brick fencing and stuff like that. It was the whole works. And now it's some Pizza Hut probably soon. Or some like Tyke's Jungle Gym or whatever suburban
it is. Like, where I live, they're just expanding a little too much for my liking. It's just like. They're popping up these apartments everywhere. I'm just like, ew, gross, more people.
I mean, didn't you get the light rail by you, though?
Yeah. But at the same time, like, we have 1 million-plus apartments now in this area when it used to be relatively quiet.
It used to be a nice, peaceful test out of town.
We're getting elements in our neighborhoods.
The riffraff.
Yeah.
Street rat. I don't buy that.
You know, I was grossed out the other day when I walked outside and I was getting the mail and there were kids playing outside. I was like, gross.
Oh my goodness.
Children.
You say that, but give us another 10 years or we'll be dads.
Yeah, I'm still going to be like, gross children. The only children I like are my own.
And that's iffy at times.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
You have to hit your kid with the, I created you, and I can sure as hell take you out of this world.
My favorite thing came from a Game Grumps clip, and it was like, why do you think I had you? To do my bidding.
Exactly.
Your payment
Why do you think parents have kids? It's definitely not to spread on their genetics like everybody else. No, it's so they can have a miniature them that cleans up the house.
And the other quote went, is like, your payment is the work of a job well done. Well done? It's like, Jesus, that would be the worst type of parents ever.
I mean, my parents never gave me allowance. They say, you know what your allowance is? It's you living in our roof, underneath our roof.
Oh, your
that's what it is.
You had the I pay the bills type of parents.
Exactly.
Like, take out the trash. Why? Like,
I got allowance. I pay the bills. I got allowance once. It was $5. I remember that shit.
Probably cherish. Probably start to tear up. $5 for me?
$5 pop pop.
I can go to the candy store.
I can get me a Snickers.
Well, I can get me one right Twix. I can't afford both Twix. Can buy me a soda pop from the vending machine. You put it in and it takes your money and it's just gone. And you don't get you a drink.
No drink.
You know, I'm going to name my kids some real like classical names like, you know, Alexander after Alexander the Great. You know, maybe Darius after Darius the Third.
Alexander, you just turned into Alex.
Or
and then Darius is just some typical black dude's name now, so it doesn't like those names don't hold as much greatness as they used to.
Joseph.
That's why
Joseph after Mr. Stalin. And Adolf.
Oh my god.
You have to weeb it out. You have to name your kids the weebest name.
Saratobi.
Saratobi.
Isn't that fucking the third Hokage?
Yeah, it is. Fucking Shigemaru.
Senku, that's going to be my son's name.
Goichi.
Senku. And my daughter's name is going to be Lilith.
Lilith, oh no. Named after a succubus?
No, he named her after the fucking, the giant gross thing from Evangelion.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. Oh, that brings me to the perfect tradition. So, I was finally able to get my mother to watch one episode of Evangelion. And she struggled so hard to watch it. And I was trying so hard to get her to enjoy it. And one of the main takeaways was she was upset. Because she always has the criticisms of anime and how they proportionalize women and stuff like that. And to her, she did reference to her credit that Evangelion didn't do it as bad as most anime does. But she still was like, why are all these women portrayed like in the forefront and seem to be sexualized? I'm like, you would get to that if you want to continue watching.
Hey man, Shinji also has to wear a skin tight suit.
She didn't get to that. She only got to the first episode. The first episode ends with the launching of Ava 1, so she wasn't there yet. And then she's like, first of all, I don't like sci-fi, so this art, I'm like, oh my goodness, just watch it. She's like,
you have to watch Death Note.
And then she was like, it reminds me a lot of Pacific Rim, and I didn't like that. And I'm like, Mom, this is what Pacific Rim is mostly like. Gets based off of. But she's like, and then like, your dad liked Pacific Rim? And my dad's like, I sure did. I'm like, Dad, do you want to watch this? No. I'm like, then why not? It's not Pacific Rim. I'm like, what? But no, but it's not Pacific Rim. But Pacific Rim is just so lowbrow in the mech genre, but I'm like, oh.
I'm over here just like, LOL. I'm just like, Mother Hunt, Masato is a thought. It's of course she's gonna be portrayed that way.
And then
she a thought.
And then
she belongs to the streets.
And then afterwards she was talking to me because I think one of her friends' boyfriends knew about it. She's like, what's the name of the show called again? I go, Sully, Neon Genesis Evangelion. And it took about 5 times for her to remember that. And even still, she couldn't. And she kept I don't remember what the words she was saying.
Neon Alien.
Avon Genesis? Like the game? No!
Avon Alien Genesis. There it is.
Avon Gullion? What? No. Ava? Like my cousin? No! So, she has hinted that she may allow to sit back and watch another episode and continue the series. Hopefully. Hopefully, because it gets all
well,
gets
explained. She's not gonna like.
She ain't gonna like the like episodes 20 to 24 plus the movie.
No, she's not gonna like the scene where Asuka appears and like immediately we get a fucking panty shot.
She ain't gonna like that. She ain't gonna like the pool scene either.
She's not gonna like when Shinji falls on top of Rei naked and is grabbing her titties. Like that. But then that's when you gotta hit her with Mom. It's exploring this prepubescent boy. His sexuality, he's coming into manhood.
Right. She also said, like, I don't like the voice acting. I'm like, pool. Like, I'm like, who? I was like, the main character. I'm like, okay. Well, I couldn't break it down to her at that time. But for those who don't know, we're watching it on Netflix. And the biggest debate was recently that they changed the dub. Though I actually liked the Netflix dub over the original. For so fact that no matter what dub you have, Shinji's always going to be the annoying little shit that you can't get behind most of the time. But at least for this new dub, the voice actor tried really hard to get him sounding more like his Japanese counterpart. In other words, I thought she did a really good job of.
Either way, I mean, dub is dub. So
yeah,
like,
yeah.
So like,
look, I had to take the bullet for that one. There's no way I could get my mother to sit through it if it was in Japanese. I'm sorry. Yeah. She'll watch all her French indie movies in French, but she'll look at me funny when I'm watching it in Japanese.
She's like, what is that devil language coming from the TV?
Also, the entire time she had this face on, like she was trying to like hold her breath. Like she was struggling to sit through it.
She's just like, this is what my son has come to love.
Basically, she was like, you can like it. I'm glad that you like it, but it's just not for me. I'm like, just I can see the hesitation. And unfortunately, there's not going to be an episode that will hook her. Like, everyone has that episode that's like, oh my god, this is fucking great. But I can't. There's not going to be the episode for her. Maybe the movie, because it gets just a little.
You have to, if for Evangelion, you have to really. That's like a anime that you watch when you watch anime,
right?
You know what I mean? Like you understand? Like you can
like Akira.
Exactly.
Akira can't be your first intro to anime.
If you watch Akira, you're gonna be like, "What is going on? Why are they raping this girl? And why you punch her?"
If Akira is your first intro in anime, and then you start watching anime, something's wrong with you. Because
like,
9 times out of 10, you would stop watching after that.
After that, you would.
I think she would like Cowboy Bebop.
Psyche.
She probably might. She might like Cowboy Bebop. That may be a good one for her.
Death Note.
No. Or I mean, do your parents know about Ultraman?
Yeah, uh-huh. They do because they had the DVD box set, the 60s one.
Girl, just go on Crunchyroll. They have like all of like the Heisei stuff for Ultraman. Oh, so
I could.
You can watch some of the new Ultraman stuff. I've been watching. I just finished Ultraman Orb, and I'm starting on Geed now.
What if I just get ahead of watching JoJo?
No,
your mom.
You're gonna be like, what am I watching? What is this?
Why is this man talking about how big this other man's legs are and comparing them to tree trunks? Why does he have a boulder hat that has blades on it?
Why is this boy such an asshole? Why is he punching his dog? Why did he burn his dog? Why is he being so mean?
Why did Jack the Ripper bust out of a horse?
That's right. Fucking Jack the Ripper did just fly out. I don't think I'll get that far. I'd probably get to maybe the time skip. When they become adults, that's about it. And then if I get to the part where he's climbing up the mansion walls, just walking, that'll be a stretch.
The goodbye JoJo.
Oh my gosh. Goodness.
You gotta let her get to part two, and she'll see Smokey, and she'll be like, okay, I'll sit through this a little bit longer.
A little bit longer. That'll be a good checkpoint for her. And then you get, but God, the fucking Pillarman. Oh no.
But then she's gonna be really confused at that scene where Joseph says, "Run, Smokey," but it, you know the Japanese word.
Yeah.
Is "Ningarundayo," which is like really close to a sudden word.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's saying, "Run, nigga, run."
Oh man. My dad, remember when I was younger, my dad actually liked that I was watching Fullmetal Alchemist because he was into like the alchemy type stuff, but it's not what he thought it was. But I played it off to him like, oh yeah, it's totally the real life aspect and not actually fucking magic.
And your dad cool over here shit. Being a real philosopher, a real scholar, right. And then you're over here like you trying to clap your hands together.
like you know, the alchemist once predicted to turn lead into gold. Ha ha! Alphonse goes die.
Yeah, what is the equivalent value of a human soul, Dad? I bet you don't know that.
It's like, Flame Alchemist goes spark, spark.
No, you can't like Fullmetal Alchemist. It doesn't even portray alchemy right.
Snap, snap, snaps fingers. Oh, man. God. When you really take it back at it, anime is a weird place.
Now, I have a friend. He has a YouTube channel. His name is Boofire. Me and him had a discussion with some other friends, and the question came up, is Attack on Titan mecha? I think he's doing a video on this, but...
So are you questioning, are the Titans fleshy mech suits?
I mean, yeah. Like, well, then, if Ava counts...
I mean, okay, but I want to say, then Ava certainly counts, but...
Does it require a metal piece to it? Because the thing is that, like,
Ava does it with finesse. They do it with a real nice class to it.
But if you put armor on,
it's just,
if you put armor on the Attack Titan, it would just be an Ava.
But you have the armor Titan.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like actual metal armor, which I mean we see that in the manga with the. Like the retarded looking Titan, I can't think of his name. The one with the long face.
Yeah.
Y'all know who I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, we know. Oh boy. but you have all the science with the consciousness and the merging with the first human and all that psychological and sciencey finesse to it. But then you have Attack of Titan where it's just, I'm a bigger, more animalistic version of me that also eats other humans. Fight. Come at me.
Hey, and man.
Aaron's dad, I'm going to inject my son because I'm an awful parent.
Attack on Titan turns from a monster mystery into like a just straight up World War II like political drama.
Yeah.
Currently, Aaron in the manga is just literally just running around being an actual terrorist. Like, oh man, just imagine you're just chilling and all of a sudden a terrorist attack happens except a giant Titan emerges from the smoke.
If anything anime related happened in real life, I would be surprised at the event for like a good day, but then my mind would explode because that means every other shit is now viable.
What are you talking about?
Like, imagine, if in France got hit with a fucking, they found an actual working Death Note in France. That's cool. Okay, the Death Note's real. We'll have
to, that means the Death Note is real. That means you probably live in the Death Note universe.
That leaves the possibility is, I don't know, is any other anime universe real? That opens up so many more doors.
I mean, it opens, but it also closes doors because it's like, you can't just assume that other anime universes. That means, dang, that means you live in the Death Note universe. So that means.
Or kind of suck.
Kind of ass.
Kind of ass.
Unless you're Kira, is kind of ass.
Or better yet, if a famous scientist wins the Nobel Prize next year for his archaeological discovery of a hidden mask down in South America.
The mask, Jim Carrey.
No, the stone mask from fucking JoJo.
From JoJo?
Yeah.
That's just, even worse.
No one has worn it yet.
That's even worse because A, that implies that the Pillar Men exist.
Is that so bad?
And no. We would never be able to defeat Ultimate Cars.
But that also implies the Stand Arrow exists and stands. And everyone wants to stand.
Well, yeah, but I mean like...
I feel like if people already watch it, if JoJo fans, only JoJo fans would be able to get stands. Like, that would make sense.
Do you remember Cheap Trick? How basically what it did was, like, if anybody saw your back, it would literally rip off your back and kill you and then hop on the other person's back? Would you really want that to exist? Would you really want some fuck running around with Killer Queen and just incinerating people? There's nothing left.
Yo, Killer Queen's one of my favorite stands, though, so...
Exactly, but you can't get rid of that. If they homicide, if they kill someone, they're gone. There's no evidence.
God, SVU, special stand unit.
Like, especially, like, the thing is, like, Kira was pretty tame with his fetish. Like, he was, like, the hands. Imagine, like, an actual, like, serial rapist with that stand.
How do stands hold up in a court of law in terms of murder?
Exactly. You have to prove that a stand did it.
They don't have fingerprints. They don't have DNA.
I mean, DNA. If I shoot this man and the bullet is stopped by midair and you see, like, a little hand come out, boom.
Yeah, well, you know, non-stand
users can't see it.
Oh, that's true.
Non-stand users don't see anything. So, like, when Jotaro and Dio are just fighting through Egypt, you know what people see? They just see two dudes blinking back and forth because they're pausing time.
Now, all... They're just
blinking into different places. You know how horrifying that would be?
All criminal law enforcement and law-abiding, like, judges and lawyers all have to be stand users. All police officers have to be stand users.
And the thing is that, like...
You like to live in?
No. God, stand police brutality. Oh, no.
Exactly.
Imagine getting beat by a police officer and you don't even know what's hitting you.
Some black dude, you see a video, some black dude literally getting order by the phone.
Oh, no.
Like, did you really want to see that?
Oh, no.
You really want to see the riots that will break out?
That would be so bad. That would be so bad.
Think of it through the anime lens. I'm thinking of it through what I really want people that I know to actually have the power to kill me. And I wouldn't have anything to do about it, like, with no proof.
Nah. Okay. So, okay. I'll be clear. This would not be the optimal, the best universe to live in. But if it was the universe that we would live in, the way I would want it to start is I just get this subtle press conference. Obama just comes up and has an announcement to make. I have come forth. He pulls out. This right here is a stand arrow. I have one. And that is all. And then just leaves. That's how I wanted to kick off. That's how I wanted to start.
Pulls the fucking Chaos Emeralds thing.
Oh, you mean the Chaos Emeralds? What happens when I have one here?
Oh, Chaos Control.
Oh, so you want to live in the Sonic universe, you fucking furry?
No. Fuck that, too.
I want to live in the Hunt
because
Hunt
that
universe.
Means fucking Sonic X, because it's humans and shit.
Exactly.
I want to live in the Dragon Maid universe, bro.
Oh my god.
I want a cute dragon to take care of.
Really?
Or to take care of me.
You. God. The looks. All the family reunions are just going to be so tense.
I want to live in the Hunter x Hunter universe.
No.
Yes.
You have Miriam running around. Like, he's not dead. He still exists.
Look.
Oh, wait. No, he is dead, right? I forgot what happened. Either way. You have Chimera Ants. Look. Hisoka.
Look. You're thinking of it like this. If I just chill in my house and I practice my nin, right? And then I just take my hunter's zam after I already got my nin with the knowledge I know now. I become a hunter. No one really bothers anybody. No one bothers the cooking girl from season one that did the hunter's zam that was cooking stuff. No one really bothers her. Like, no one would bother me. I'll just be chilling, like, with my nin powers, with whatever I get. I hope I'm a manipulator. So I could,
I wouldn't mind. The My Hero world doesn't seem too bad.
Yeah,
it makes no logical sense.
It makes no logical sense, but on the grand scheme of things, there's not a lot of world-ending scenarios.
Not a lot of world-ending scenarios. Yes, there is.
Every other week, there's a major fight that's blowing up half the city.
It deals mostly with the UA school. If you're living somewhere else, if you
it's like this.
It's isolated in Japan.
But you can't use your powers outside of if you're not a hero.
That and also most people get kind of just mundane powers. So you would just be living in the regular world except the knowledge that superheroes exist is real. Wow.
Unless you get lucky enough to get some amazing quirk or you work hard enough to
to use your shitty quirk.
I mean, it's better to have the possibility to be born with something, to be something as mundane as like DC, where superheroes are basically either chosen or freak accident.
Good. That's better than everyone's born with the possibility of being a nuclear
more,
bomb.
But then you even feel more helpless because you didn't got like God over here, Superman.
Look, that's way better than someone just randomly being born out of the, like, anybody could be born. It's a more likely chance of some kid being born with nuclear powers. Do you really think some kid that's been constantly on the anti-vax, right? They're gonna be like, oh, I don't care about it. And they have the power to get rid of things, the deletion quirk.
Exactly, like, and he's who like, knows? And then, like, the thing is that, like, literally, like, school shootings in the My Hero universe will be awful, because think about it. Like, there are quirks where you can literally be born with machine parts in you. Say the kid who's born with the AR-15 in his arm rolls up. What are you going to do?
Exactly, like Momo. What if Momo becomes a school shooter?
Exactly. What if she has infinite ammo usage?
What if Bakugo?
No, for Bakugo is a very conundrum, because all of the attacks look super powerful and they do a lot of damage, but they don't really seem to do a lot of damage to people.
Yeah, because he can control it.
Even when he's fighting villains, it doesn't seem like it's like a minor bruise or like a hot sting. Like a flash.
Let's even Bakugo. Let's use
somebody Todoroki. Like,
Todoroki.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Todoroki fucks.
Who can like Todoroki. Literally flash freeze someone.
Or fucking flash
freeze. Or incinerate them on the spot.
So either in the future, either he gets like a blue flame technique, or I want to see him like just completely disintegrate. Like someone just turns to ash.
No, then he'd be a murderer, which you go to jail.
You go to jail.
But he must stand trial. He's too dangerous to be let alive. I need him.
So and also, do you really want the governing police, like the people are the strongest that are the leaders, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it doesn't matter how smart you are, it's who has the best quirk and who has the best quirk and who can use their quirk the best.
Stain is right. Stain was right. Like, that Medusa chick who's like in S-class, like, she ain't doing shit except making money off of being a fucking superhero.
Exactly.
Like, wow. Like, do you really want these people at the top of your society? Like, and say, like, some asshole gets the quirk, but he's not bad enough to be a villain, but he's still an asshole.
Imagine Bakugo.
Exactly.
Look, imagine Donald Trump with Todoroki's powers.
I feel like he would hurt himself before others.
Or just, or imagine him with all for one. I mean, one for all. Trump with one for all.
Jesus, I don't. What?
Just imagine.
Does fucking Biden have all for one?
No, Biden has dementia.
They both
exactly. Just, like, you just have to think, like, you're just randomly born with the power. Like, it's no.
Yeah, you might get some real shit. Like, your mouth is like a pencil sharpener or some
exactly.
shit.
Exactly. You might get, like. And no one's gonna listen to you. Are you a superhero? Are you a hero?
I mean, no. But what are the odds? I'm not gonna listen to you. You could get something really cool. You could be just born like a fucking bear.
Yeah, but you could also be born with like I don't know, like what's my power? Oh, my fingers are pencils because that type of stuff happens in my exactly. hero.
Hey, yeah, then like, you'd be a sick ass animator.
I can shoot lotion out of my elbows.
Oh my god, what
like. Exactly. I guess like, your elbows aren't ashy or your knees, however, but I can't see how that can help me if somebody's murdering me.
He runs for political office. He wins the black vote.
Hey, man. Cocoa Butter Man 2020.
And then that dude with the pencil fingers, he got his prime job at Disney working for animation.
But he can't use his quirk. You're not allowed
okay,
to.
That can't be. That okay. So if you're using your quirk for your job, I'm sure like there's gotta be like an actual limit, like some mundane quirks. Like no one's gonna be arrested for floating like their cup towards them or some shit like that. It's like you're not gonna get arrested for jaywalking. Like no cop's gonna hunt you down.
We saw like in Vigilantes, our main character was just trying to, you know, Achilles his way across using his fucking quirk, and the police was like, yo, you can't be doing that. You're gonna like hit someone.
But that's endangering people.
What? I mean, it's like riding a bicycle.
You can hit somebody with a car. But you can't use your quirk because it's dangerous. And so basically the police are hypocrites, not hypocrites, but they're picking and choosing. They can't pick and choose.
That's true. So at the end of the day, My Hero, it's just as fucked up as our modern society, just with superpowers. And unfortunately, exactly. We are at an hour. So I would have to leave it there with My Hero just...
No.
It would be cool Hunter, maybe for like...
Hunter.
Hunter, we have to come back to that one because I feel like there's a big major flaw on that point.
There is no flaw. Everyone works for their powers. If you want to do evil with the hard work that you've done, you can do evil with it. But you still have to work for it. Anybody can get powers. Everybody. But you can still work hard for it.
But you can still get shitty powers, though. That means
it can be shitty.
You have to work for your power in My Hero.
It can be shitty with the lack of imagination, but anybody can. But if you know how to do, you can fight anybody. You can fight, and you can just be a hunter. You don't have to be a freaking fighting everybody hunter. You can just be a chef.
All right. Well, Hunter or My Hero, let us know what you guys think. Thank you for listening into this next episode of this podcast. We will see you next week.